You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWF, it's our triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'll do this real quick. Bobby brought up Chris Rump II and his playmaking skills. And again, I think he's a little bit of a hybrid player. You can see why I think he would fit better in a 3-4 defense as a stand-up guy. But, man, I go back. I scouted his dad.
Whoa.
Was a linebacker at South Carolina. Now, he bounced around the NFL, never really made it anywhere, but guess where he's coaching today?
His dad, and you mean? His dad, Mike?
His dad, and we'll see him August 30th.
With Clemson?
He's the defensive line coach for Clemson.
Wow. Well, you know, what goes around comes around. It's about a small world on how everything connects. Mike, that's crazy.
And he's got two potential first-round pick defensive linemen that he's grooming in. But you talk about a guy who goes to South Carolina, but now he's the defensive line coach for Clemson.
Well, yeah, the whole Carolinas, you know, he probably stayed in that region. You know, Carolina Panthers, that's South Carolina's team, even though it's in Charlotte. You look North Carolina, South Carolina, Duke. You know, Clemson, that's all that same area. So, yeah, Mike, that stands to reason. Boy, look at that connection when you connect the dots. That's pretty unique.
Steve?
Guys, I'm going to talk about NOLA Gold Rugby. The future of rugby in New Orleans is in big trouble. NOLA Gold informed the Major League Rugby League that they're not going to field the team in 2026. On their website right now, you can go to it. It says, NOLA Gold has informed the league we do not intend to participate in the 2026 season. Discussions are ongoing with the league regarding future opportunities and potential pathways forward. They're an original member of Major League Rugby. Local attorney Tim Falcon led the city's entry.
Falcone.
Yep. Led this league 2018 as one of seven teams. They finally reached the postseason for the first time in 2024, lost in the opening round to Chicago. Then this past season, they finished 4-12, which was fifth in the Eastern Conference standings. The Gold withdrawal from this season leaves Major League Rugby now with nine teams. Also today, guys, the San Diego Legion and the Football Club from Los Angeles announced that they're merging for next season
as
the California Legion.
Whoa. Well, I think right by the Saints facility, look, we got rid of our Triple-A baseball team, right? To let them take over the field. And it was a nice venue. I've been to a number of games for the NOLA Gold. I don't know. I thought we'd embrace that more. Now, sometimes you want to embrace something, but if you don't know the rules, you know, like, what the hell? You can understand they tackling and it's tough and all that. But, you know.
What can they do with the Shrine this year now?
Yeah, because we have no baseball.
Nothing.
The high school football, they have those deals where
that's
they have
true.
Big games like Rummel. You know, Curtis and all playing out there. So yeah, it can still be utilized. You got to use some imagination to utilize it. But
bring baseball back.
Yeah, then I don't know. I kind of like rugby. I mean, if I want to see minor league baseball, I'll go see the Biloxi Shuckers. You know, the Saints, we go out there, double A baseball thing. And then that's, the Brewers double A team.
Yes, it is.
And so they support. So I don't know. I'd rather. I mean, some people might differ from me.
Maybe get a UFL team.
No, that stadium's not big enough. I mean, maybe it is. No, but I would say more that than baseball because we have our major league team. We have the LSU Tigers, and hopefully Tulane. And you know, we love college baseball. That's like our major league programs. So I hope they can work it out. That rugby will eventually.
Maybe
work.
Folks will get their wish. They put an ice hockey rink in there.
Yeah, no, that ice would melt so fast. Ain't nobody be skating; they'd be swimming instead of skating. But you know what? Mike and Steve and Charlie. I'm going to stay with on the Olympic route. You know, I went with the Olympic route yesterday with Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, you caused a stir with that.
Did I? Why? The world's greatest athlete now is a woman. I mean, how can that be?
Our text line lit up, Cajun Cannon.
Everybody's so sensitive. What's up with that? I'm just speaking the truth. I mean, it's like, a world record holder.
What's today's Olympic story?
Yeah, today's Olympic story, July 31st. On July 31st, 2012, at the Summer Olympics in London, swimmer Michael Phelps won his 19th Olympic medal, becoming the most decorated Olympian of all time. He finished his career with 28 total Olympic medals, 23 of them gold. You know, if you like competing in the Olympics, I'm just trying to win one damn medal. Or I win one gold medal, I think, man, look, all the hard work I put in, and look what I accomplished. That, to me, blew my mind. Michael Phelps, he likes to smoke a little ganja a little bit, whatever, he's trying to get away, relax, and, you know, he's modern because he's dealing with mental health issues and all that, but a good thing. But it just goes to show you how he's a unique athlete. Look, he fit 28 total Olympic medals, 21 of them gold. Like I said, some people say, man, I'm a gold medal winner. How about I won 23 of those damn gold medals.
That's
real. Michael Phelps, ain't nobody can hold his jock. I don't think you have a jock when you swim.
No, you don't have to worry about that.
He can't hold his trunks.
Swimming trunks. I mean, that right there, Michael Phelps, somebody the best of the best. It didn't get any better than that in the Olympics.
We grew up, it was Mark Spitz.
Yeah.
And look at what Phelps did after.
No, it's a totally different level. It's like great and greater.
Exactly.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.